Welcome to the Troy Martinson Group Real Estate Podcast. Troy Martinson and the members of his group are licensed real estate agents in the state of Minnesota with the brokerage RE/MAX Results. They can be found online at sweethomeminnesota.com. Now, here is Troy Martinson.
Welcome to the show. With me, as always, Marshall Saunders with Minnesota Podcasting.
Hi, Troy. How's it going?
Really good. How are you doing?
Very, very good.
Good. Yeah. Good. Awesome. And longtime friend and business partner, Travis Sabe. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing good, Troy.
Good.
Thanks for having me on.
Travis, Marshall, and I have known each other for a good 20-plus years, I would say.
That's right.
So kind of a fun little group of—
Scary.
Time goes fast.
Time does tick on.
Marshall, tell me, how have you seen COVID changing things in your world?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the way we're set up in this studio, we're all 6 feet apart.
Sure.
And I have microphones out in the hallway and in every corner. Sometimes there's as many as 6 people in here recording, so we have to keep them all 6 feet apart and all that sort of stuff. Slowed things way down, you know, back in March, April, May, we were doing all of our podcasting via Zoom. We still do a little bit via Zoom, but it's back to in-person recording with a lot of caution and stuff like that. But it's but it sure gives you a lot to talk about, though. So it kind of works well in that regard.
We do some real estate via Zoom now too.
Yeah. We do
actually from FaceTime.
Yep.
You know.
So have you ever had a real estate transaction that was completely virtual that you never even met your clients face to face?
Well, interesting you should say that. I was actually going to ask Travis about that because I know he just had a transaction. You want to talk about that a little bit?
I ended up seeing them in person at least once.
Yeah.
You know, before they decided to make an offer, but I did it via FaceTime. You know, it was an older couple who didn't want to get exposed and have the risk of COVID, and and so it worked out. I went to the property, you know, great Apple product. You hit FaceTime and they were on it. It took about the same time as a regular showing, maybe even a little longer.
Yeah.
But hey, it worked.
Worked good, yeah.
Especially the house was vacant, so I could take my time and, and walk through. But it urged them to come to the house the very next morning.
Okay.
And they did buy it.
Wow.
So you know, I haven't had the one where, you know, they've never shown up, but that's kind of how real estate is being done now.
Now, Minnesota, we're a weird state in the fact that we still do in-person closings. You know, most states we do escrow closings and you never see each other and you never see the closer. Are you seeing more virtual closings, like where people don't actually
show? I think that's going to start to change. You know, we're not doing buyers and sellers together now.
Okay.
So it's just one party or the other. And of course, we talk to closers and title people all the time who are saying they see that coming. It's something about wet signatures that banks require right now because of fraud and things.
But yeah, I don't think Minnesota quite allows the whole, you know, to do the e-signatures yet, but it's coming for sure.
Well, does that make your life better or worse? Because there are many closings that I remember that I would love to have had the buyers and sellers in different rooms. So
absolutely.
That's kind of nice sometimes.
Personally, I think it's better. How about you?
Yeah, I think for the majority of it is better, but there's some hang-ups, too, that, you know, you don't get, hey, I didn't get a mailbox key.
Right.
Or where is the mailbox? Right.
Hey, they didn't tell me where that extra water shutoff was.
Right.
You know, or the little things that you end up talking to, you know, the clients.
Right.
Get the phone numbers sometimes and exchange those pertinent things for houses.
Well, Marshall, have you noticed all these signs popping up?
Billboards all over the place.
Billboards and
people with their arms outstretched sometimes.
Yep, sometimes with that and something about Feel the Joy and another one about an ugly house. And yeah.
So what is all this hoopla about a guaranteed offer? What does a guaranteed offer mean?
Basically, a guaranteed offer is something where someone would come in, likely an investor, come in and offer someone a price for their home, typically a lot less than market value. Now, that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It could work out in certain situations, but they're disruptors. I mean, they're things in our market that, you know, it's another option. I think, rather than a traditional sale. What do you think, Travis?
Do you think it's a real true market value? I mean, I think it's definitely a little bit less than market for most of these guaranteed offers.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
yeah, it's less than market value for sure. Yeah, that's how they make it work.
So these are investors.
Yep.
So they're coming in, and when they're offering you a guaranteed offer, mm-hmm. their goal is to buy the home from you, then what, fix it up, put in new carpet, paint,
maybe
some major repairs, and then resell it?
Their goal is to make money.
Okay.
So if they're going to buy your – if your house is worth $100,000 – I'm just making these numbers mm-hmm. up. If your house is worth $100,000 – the investor comes in, let's say at $70,000, purchases the home, either A, rents it out, B, like you said, fix it up, flip it, sell mm-hmm. it for $120,000, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you end up – I wonder – I always look at the companies that are doing it.
Sure.
You know, you take a step back to 2020.
Right.
And you say, what are the disruptors that have happened that have come into the industry this year?
Right.
You can look at, you know – I didn't even hear about Zoom last year.
Right, right.
I mean, disruptor, right? I mean, right place at the right time.
Absolutely.
I wore this shirt that I'm wearing a shirt that says Peloton. No, right.
Yeah.
All right. Right.
Yeah.
Now, disruptor, and you can say they got lucky. It was timing. But they have home gyms.
Right.
I mean, how many people are not going to the gym right now because they
won't be for a while.
Well, right? And yeah, but – luck is part of it, I guess, yeah. and timing. But also, there are multiple other online meeting formats.
Right.
GoToMeeting and Duo
right.
and all this sort of stuff. Why did Zoom get better? You know, why have
did they go right to the top?
How many manufacturers of exercise bicycles are there in this world? I mean, there are probably hundreds and hundreds to choose from.
Yes.
Yet Peloton
found a way to
right.
to break through
it. You think about these companies. I mean, other big disruptors that are out there. I mean, everybody's heard of Tesla. I mean,
right.
They've gone into an industry and have changed it.
Right.
Yep.
They really have. I mean, I think they're the most valued car company in the world right now.
Wow.
I mean,
and won't make a profit for 10, 20, 30 years.
Right.
Right. But you want to invest in it because that is the cool thing. I mean, that's what's happening. You've got other, I mean, Amazon.
Right.
I mean, that's a disruptor.
Not going away.
So when I look at the real estate industry, Open Door was really the first company that I saw that was doing this guaranteed offer, even before Zillow. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was Open Door.
Mm-hmm.
And they're continuing to do it. So you might end up with an offer from an Open Door. I mean, you could get an offer from Zillow.
Yep.
And, you know, agents are – we're going to have to decipher for our clients some of those, like, what guaranteed offer is the best. I mean, it's hard to take one and – you know, tell if it's – is this the
better
best
than
I
the
can
other.
Do?
Right, right.
Boy, they offer something kind of fun though, right?
Because
I go on the Open Door website. I put in my address.
Right.
And they click me a number. You know, they return a number that they're going to buy my house for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know
– and with COVID going and nobody has to come in, you don't have to show it.
I don't have to show it. They don't want me to fix it up. They purposely say, don't do anything. You don't even have to clean it.
Right.
Just move everything out. Of
that
your
you
personal
want.
Property yeah. that you want, leave the rest behind. Don't clean it. Don't fix it up. Don't do anything. Just leave it right like it is.
Right.
This number is guaranteed. Of course, there's asterisks. You know, like we have to do an inspection.
Small
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then there's a little button that choose your closing date. Just whenever you want. So maybe I want to go, okay, well, we'll live here throughout the summer. Let's close in November. Boom.
Done.
That is nice. Now, the number might not be nearly what I could get on the open market.
Sure.
But there is a price for convenience. There is a price that just
it's interesting. We were Travis and I were talking about this on the way down, and it's exactly that. It's convenience.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy, right? I grab my stuff that I want and I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry about the furnace, the basement leaking, the you know, that pesky, you know, squirrel in the eave, whatever.
right.
You know what I mean? And there is a price for that.
The price comes, I think at a significant cost. I mean, if what's most people's number one investment in their lifetime?
Their house.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, for most people, the largest chunk of equity they're ever going to have is in their house.
Yeah.
Right.
And all of a sudden they get an offer that's sent to them and, hey, you can take less, but it's for convenience.
Right.
To me, it doesn't make that much sense. I mean,
right.
But.
Calling a guy to remove the squirrel from your eave could cost, $400, $800.
Right.
You're taking $10,000 less off for your house because of that. Yeah.
Right. And in a conversation between three guys that have flipped houses in their career, too.
Right, we know, yeah.
So, yeah, there's – But,
the role of a realtor is a lot deeper than just, hey, come sell my house. I mean, that's how I've always looked at it.
100%.
I mean, I could – literally be a financial planner also.
Right.
I mean, you are in, you're telling your client, don't buy that house because X, X, and X. And, it's way overpriced or
there's some kind of a repair that's going
to
be
5 to 10 years, you're going to put $50,000 into that house.
Right.
So
what I'm hearing is that there's a spot for this in the marketplace, but it's not that big of a spot. Right.
I would agree with that.
5 to 10% of the market share, but there's always going to be someone who wants to quickly sell their house, or there's going to be people that just want to do that. But the vast majority of people sit down with a realtor, go, okay, what changes should I make to my house before I put it on the market? You know, how could I maximize my potential, not minimize my potential?
Right.
How could I maximize my profit here? Can you help me do that? Can you refer me some resources to help me do that? Then how do we market it properly? And boom, we get the most possible for my house, not just the convenience of having it done.
Right. You know, as this market gets tighter and there's fewer listings and things sell so quickly, are more of these companies popping up? And I guess if I were to answer that, I would say yes. It seems like in the last couple of years, I personally have noticed more and more of these companies.
Really? Okay.
I don't know if the market can get much tighter, Troy.
Right.
I mean, it's very tight, very few listings. It's a struggle to get listings right now because they're just, there's just no activity as far as, that still that adage of as a seller, they want to find their house first.
Right.
And they can't find it because of the lack of inventory.
Right.
And
how many sellers do you get that say, we need to, we'll accept this offer, but it's contingent on us finding the right house. Right. Mm-hmm. Now you've got a buyer that's like, well, I don't want to sit and wait for, how long do we have to wait?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that makes it tough too.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see if these companies flourish. What if, we're going through some really odd economic times right now, and it hasn't really hit real estate.
Yeah,
which is what we deserve, right? Because the last major recession that hit this country,
I was going to ask,
was zeroed in on real estate.
How was 08 and 09?
Yeah, I mean, so we deserve a recession where it doesn't really affect real estate that much. But if there are, some economic ramifications of COVID-19 and the fact that the economy is kind of weird right now. And it does slow down the market a little bit. Mm-hmm. Would that help or hurt these companies?
Troy and I talked about this. I think it's going to end up being about the same for them. I mean, you can look back to the start of the pandemic, though, and the billboards went away.
Right.
I mean, they quickly.
They dried up fast.
They were gone.
Yeah.
And now, they're just looking for that little slice of the market that they capture. Mm-hmm. And I think if the real estate values go down, your offer will go down with it.
Yeah, maybe it has nothing to do with values. It has to do with the type of seller, right?
Right.
And that type of
because
seller.
Because the numbers just move with the market.
They do.
Yeah. That there's going to be about 5 to 10% of the sellers that could do that and would do that.
Would rather, yeah.
And that's probably going to stay about the same,
It's going to stay the same.
Yeah. I think that my prediction, if I can open my crystal ball, I think, first of all, there will be a slowdown in real estate values, you know, just like a breather.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a great time for real estate agents because I think that what's going to happen is with more parity in the market that, the sellers aren't just massively in control and the buyers have to write 22 offers before one gets accepted.
Oh, my gosh.
That there might actually be a market time of 120 days.
Right.
And that buyers can go in and they have
some
leverage.
Look at three or four houses. Right. Maybe come in 5% low.
The number of transactions is going to go through the roof.
Right.
And that's where real estate agents and brokerages make their money. Who cares whether something sells for, I mean, from the agent's point of view, 300 or 350.
Right.
That's hardly anything. It's a big deal to the seller and a big deal to the buyer that has to pay for it.
Yeah.
But to the real estate agent, it's the difference between a transaction or no transaction. That's a huge difference.
Correct.
And with and more rent.
Right now, the market's too easy. I mean, if you have a $200,000 townhouse somewhere, I mean,
boom,
it's gone.
You know, just you put a sign in the front yard.
Well,
it'll be gone in 10 minutes.
So that has a new effect of the on the market.
Right.
Yeah.
The discounters are out in force right now too.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of the discount real estate companies, you know, trying to get their foot in the door right now.
Yeah.
It's weird. You don't see a lot of for sale by owners though.
No.
I mean, I remember prior to the big crash in 2007, there was a lot of for sale by owner activity.
Yeah.
Now you don't, even though the market's so good for sellers, you don't see a lot of that.
Yeah, that's very true.
I think what you're probably seeing is it being filled in not only by like discounters, people that advertise themselves as discount, but I think that also behind the scenes, there's a lot of real estate agents that, you know, the seller might call their real estate agent, go, listen, I just need this sold, you know, and they're, you know, hacking down their commissions just to kind of get in there and take
just
care
get
of that
in the
transaction.
Door and take care of it.
Right. Hoping to get a buyer out of it or whatever. But I think that oftentimes, because you kind of see that behind the scenes in the closing, you know, when they get paid out.
Right.
You know? When you get back to these guaranteed offers too, you look at the companies again, there's some really smart people behind these companies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there really is. I mean, in a way, our industry has failed. You know, all the Remaxes and the brokerages have failed. I mean, we've let Zillow come in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
kind of take over, really.
It was on our watch, and now they're on the tip of everyone's tongue. You know, it's I don't know if it's easy just to say, and they say Zillow. You know, it's
means nothing.
Right. I mean, they're just.
And now they had that announcement, 2 weeks ago, that they're actually opening brokerages.
Right.
Yeah. That they're going to have agents.
Which is what they told us for 10 years they'd never do.
Never do that.
Yeah. Well, Marshall, you said it best. If they can just capture another slice of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're just getting a certain dollar amount per transaction.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a home run for them.
And what they're saying right now is that they're only opening brokerages and they're only getting agents to sell homes that they bought off of their guaranteed offer program. They're not like necessarily in the marketplace,
these companies are doing extremely well right now. Troy knows how much I love, you know, stocks and the stock market.
Yeah.
I mean, Zillow is, you know, it's amazing. It's over $100 right now.
Right.
And IPOB is
open door.
You know, there's a smart person behind that open door
with a lot of money in it, you know.
And you look at the opposite, Realogy, who owns Century 21, Coa Banker, ERA, Better Homes and Gardens, all those different brokerage brands. I mean, their stock is like down at $4 or something like that.
I think it's back to 11.
Okay. Way back up.
Yeah. I mean, but.
Well, there's no doubt that it's changing. The model is changing. Right. It really is.
Yeah. And again, disruptors.
Yeah. Right.
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 I mean.
I think there'll always be a spot for a consultant, for an agent. I mean, you can take Zillow, you can take Open Door, you can take any of these companies, but I think there's always going to be a need for a consultant, a professional in that field. Like we just said earlier, what is a person's biggest asset in life?
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, it's their house.
Right.
A lot of people aren't okay with just, you know, getting online and whatever happens. Yeah. You know, maybe I should talk to somebody about
this. Easy come, easy go. Yeah.
Right.
So if I'm looking at a guaranteed offer, maybe I should talk to an agent also and kind of get an idea of what my market value might be. as well as what a guaranteed offer might give me?
I would say absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
And it typically is not going to cost you anything but a few minutes of your time.
Right.
And you may find out that things could be done a little different.
Sure. And I bet you a good real estate agent, if they saw your guaranteed offer and they knew that that was really good, they'd go, oh, dude, I'd take that.
Right.
You
know? Right.
Like,
right.
Hey, yeah. For whatever reason, they gave you a really good one.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
So,
but generally about 20 to 30% less than what you could get on the open market.
I would say, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
because that's how they make their money.
It's got to be. There's got to be a profit margin in there.
They're not doing it for fun.
Right.
Exactly. They are not doing it for fun.
Cool.
So.
Well, good to talk with you.
Yeah, nice catching up, Marshall.
Good to see you, Travis.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah. See you next time.
Sounds good.
Thanks, guys.
This has been the Troy Martinson Group Real Estate Podcast. Troy and his group are licensed real estate agents in the state of Minnesota with the brokerage RE/MAX Results. You can find them online at sweethomeminnesota.com. This show has been produced by Minnesota Podcasting, and they can be found online at mnpodcasting.com. The views expressed on this show are those of the individual participants and may not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of RE/MAX Results or Minnesota Podcasting.